hardly that bad.
No, sir. No. Hell no. You know
that. How about the undersecretary? Schultz, he said, just wild on Rocker. He just guessed it. Schultz isn't the greatest picker.
No.
He picks some very good men, but I mean, in terms of.
Yeah, but his standards are different, Mr. Person. Now, this guy.
He has a different kind of person.
This guy.
But you know, incidentally, it's very important that, as I think I've said to you, that Brennan have two or three guests smart and some of which is over there.
He's doing all the right things. They don't impress Schultz the right way. For example, he put out an order that there'll be no promotions in the department above GS-11 without his personal approval.
Of course.
But God damn it, that's what we've needed over there, to get control of that. Now, Schultz says that's unmanageable. You can't do that.
Well, it's not too bad.
Yeah, but you see,
gets a shot across the bow, and you realize that. They'll all be watching themselves.
And that's what they're doing.
And they will be out, young.
And there hasn't been a single one of them who has. They're scared to death of Brennan. And he'll run that place himself. I don't worry about Pete. Just give him a few of his... Let him get his people that he's comfortable working with. That's the most important thing. His instincts are right. He's smart as hell.
Oh, no. As I said, I got some bad things.
No, you should. Especially
I want to use it down there with those fellows and say, I'm getting this man. And so forth and so on. And Ehrlich will be difficult, too, because he's a managerial type. For other reasons than Schultz.
Well,
he has to deal with these people.
The one parting word that I'd like to leave with you, Mr. President, I will be just as outspoken as I usually am at 11:30, is for God's sakes, let us get people with political loyalties demonstrated. And we mustn't make that mistake. I mean, there are competent people who are also politically loyal. They told you that this fellow Larson, you know, from Interior, was politically loyal. Well, I had him over and interviewed him. I said, what's been your background in politics? None. How did you get with the administration? Well, I came here to Washington and I met a friend of mine who introduced me to Malik. The guy has never been in politics. The guy has never had any political experience. IRS. After 20 minutes, I knew goddamn well what I had on my hands was a systems analyst, McNamara type. He's over at the Department of Interior in the systems analysis job. I've just thrown up all sorts of.
We got that. Who else have we got then?
We've got some other people. We've got a lawyer out in Cincinnati, Don Alexander, who's a good, tough, hard rock Republican. We've got people. The problem is.
Where do they work out?
I don't think I can sell Schultz.
George
just gets stubborn. They're looking at Webster for Undersecretary of Commerce. He'd be damn good over there. Not as sensitive a job, but.
That's all right, though. Goddamn. Dent needs a strong man.
Well, he was good, but Dent does.
He needs a strong man. He's not very strong. He's a very wonderful, kind man, but I can see that he needs a gut fighter over there because Commerce can do some things. And then you tell him to take that job.
Well,
if Webster takes it, that fixes him up for moving in other directions if he wants to serve.
It gets him cleaned up, which is
exactly.
Because he's tarred badly right now with all the goddamn lips and just cutting him to ribbons.
Commerce would be no problem.
I wouldn't think so, but I'm talking about that, and they kind of like the idea right now.
Well, that's going to get some off the Schultz's back, and Schultz will probably take a liberal Democrat. No, he doesn't need to. Schultz means well.
He means absolutely well.
He doesn't really have any conception. He still doesn't believe that the Bureau of Labor Statistics can make those figures. I said, George.
So,
I said, not George. How could the figure drop in 2 months of winter?
Five.
Now, how could it, Chuck?
No way.
It did drop.
No way.
And I noticed the news something this morning that employers complaining about labor shortages and the rest.
Yes, sir.
Ray told me yesterday that looking at the one that has real jobs,
that's right.
Strange times, the rest, and high
the index indexes.
Something must be good on our end.
Indexes
the highest. I noticed that they're feeling that the Rollins and the rest are saying that everybody's gloomy about the economy. But I think that's the light we get in this present time. That's Wall Street, and yet the Wall Street begins to turn around the day the columns come out.
Sure. Well, that's Wall Street had a sell-off. Those guys take their profit, and they trade, and they make money when the market's going up, and they make money when it's going down. They never make any money when it's standing.
There was no reason for it to come back. To go up the last 2 days, was it?
No.
What reason?
The prospect of devaluation, of course.
Oh, shit.
They regard that as bullish.
Well, bullish, Christ.
They do.
Christ. But
because, first of all, I'd back him up with a very strong deputy. Because I think if you took Gray out now, with all of the turmoil in the bureau, I mean, everything that's going on in that bureau is being leaked out.
Yeah, how can we show?
By creating certainty. See, I'm afraid one of the problems over there is that there isn't anybody who knows they're in charge. Now,
who is it that you can't
find? Well, I've suggested the phone name of Bill Sullivan, who's a...
they say he's the first one in our ground law.
Oh, he is?
He was our man.
Well, he was our man. That's
fine.
Al Haig has called me yesterday and said, Jesus, you know, get Sullivan back in there. Haig is very high on Sullivan. I don't know Sullivan, but I know of so many people who do, who think highly of him. And that those are all the people I...
Oh, put it Sullivan in that job. That'd be a good idea.
No, sir. I don't think so.
You think also it might be a reflection on Gray, too, I suppose, about his investigation of Watergate and Harrison?
Yeah, I think in a way it is. And you might want to move Gray at the end of the year, but I'd get through this year without rocking that boat, and I would try to get him... confirmed. Gray is, after all, Gray's loyalty to
totally.
You, totally. So, give him the strength and back him up with some tough people, and make sure he understands what he has to do. I mean, the most important thing over there is to be goddamn sure that that department and that bureau understand that we've got enough troubles with the Hill without creating any more for ourselves. And this is a partisan game. This is no longer law enforcement or investigation. This is partisan.
Sure. What do you mean, Watergate?
Watergate.
Oh, hell yes.
And I read...
Press bills up urban knowledge. Mr. Silverman's check. Urban. Goddamn racist.
Sure.
You know, everything.
Hysterical. But they're going to make they'll have a political circus. But it is...
Remember how they built up that poor jackass for Ralph Flanders?
McCarthy's great comment about being a butterfly net.
Thank you.
Kelly with it, Mr. President. I've been thinking about this over the weekend, and I'm trying to talk it through with one of my prospective war partners, who's a brilliant trial lawyer. And his point was, which I thought was a goddamn good one, he said, you can't go at all. He said, there's nothing in the facts of the Watergate or Segretti that you had any involvement in at all. But they're going to start asking you other questions. And
you were at all that close.
And they're going to come at, well, something that I may not even be thinking about right now. But,
in the campaign.
In the campaign, sure. Or in the pre-campaign period. And things that have not a damn thing to do with Watergate or Segretti, but
well, their license, apparently, is to go into everything in the campaign.
Yeah, that's right. But why should one, you know, that's an area where you don't know where to draw the line. You can't be a little bit pregnant. And,
well, wait a second. Cross that bridge till we get to it.
No. I think you're right in terms of trying to limit those who have had direct access to you, because that creates a problem.
I mean, absolutely.
I would.
But even there, may have spent the heart. I don't think you can come down to, as I said, the tape at a strong level. I don't think I can go that low.
No, and I don't think you need to.
I'd say you're no, you didn't go.
Sure. That doesn't make any difference. Let them do it. And let them take the whole damn committee apparatus. Of course, the other point, which I'm going to mention to all of them before I take off, is that if whoever did order Watergate, if it's going to come out in the hearings, for God's sakes, let it out. At least get rid of it now. Take our losses.
Well, who the hell do you think did Mitchell? He can't do it. He'll perjure himself. So he won't win. That's the problem.
I know Magruder does.
Well, then he's perjured himself, hasn't he?
Probably.
All right. What do you say then? Let's take our losses. Who the hell is going to step forward and say it? See my point. You've got the seventh, Liddy. Liddy, of course, is the director of it. But who do you have in mind? I mean, I'm for that. I mean, you can't raise a chuck unless you have somebody in mind.
No, I, well, you see,
my mind is. Would you suggest that Mitchell go in and say, what would you say? Well, this must have occurred. I did not realize it at the time, but Mitchell seems to have stormed up at this point. I don't know what he said.
Well, he's, you know, John has got one of those marvelous memories that I don't know. I don't remember what was said.
I was busy at the time.
Yeah.
You
I don't know.
So come on. That's the point.
I haven't seen anything yet related to this whole incident that has not come out one way or another, and it's just that slow, painful process of pulling it out piece by piece.
Of course, in my job lately, no chunk of this is repetitions, but...
Oh, hell.
When I think about Watergate, though, that's the whole point. They went through this tremendous investigation first. Unless one of the seven began to talk, that's the problem.
That's your evidence.
But then the question is, as far as the seven, I think the only ones that really know, Hunt knows, I imagine that he would know. McCord?
Probably.
All right. Both of the three.
Well, what my prospective partner, who knows Sirica very, very well, and has tried many cases in front of Sirica, what he thinks Sirica will do at the critical moment is call in one of them and say, okay, you don't go to jail, but you gotta tell me everything you know. And make a deal with him before he sentences him.
Would I accept it?
Would they accept it? I don't think Hunt would.
You don't?
No. I really don't. I mean, I think he's a. He's too much of a believer. On the other hand, who knows? You know, he's lost his wife, which was a great source of strength to him. He's got four kids. He's
the trouble with Hunt's case, of course, is that he has contact with you earlier than other matters.
Sure.
That's the problem.
Sure. But they're not matters that I'm really concerned about. And so we went and interviewed someone on IPT, but that's perfectly logical with that. That's what you have a fellow like that available for. But the unfortunate part of it, and it's imperative that people here not get bogged down in it.
Yes, you're right.
The unfortunate part of it is that it is a diversion. There's no limit to what they can do with it if they want to. And the reason you have to hardline it with certain people is that there is no limit to what they can do to it in terms of, well, hell, you know, even arranging the Democrats for Nixon ads. We had some technical violations of the statute. A few mailings that were done by different committees outside of here. Yeah, those were technical violations of the statute. Nobody would pay any attention. But, you know, if you want to make them into capital cases, you can. But the problem is that they're just going to, if they could get Ehrlichman, Haldeman, or me to say under oath that we were aware of anything that was a violation of the statute, then they've got a circuit somewhere. And either you have to have a John Mitchell type memory or not appear.
That theory would be let Strong go or Chapin go.
My view is always Dennis, but that in the case of Haldeman, Ehrlichman, and I, the only three you can probably do this with, that they should be either written interrogatories or a Kleiniger type thing where they list out some highly specific areas. That's it, and not beyond that. And if they try to get beyond that, you stonewall it, or you or you just don't remember something. You have to do that.
Sir, I'm Mr. Robinson. This is part of the Schultz meeting. His name is Lennon Mentor. And Ron Zickler's view from that one.
Right. But I'll, at 11:30, I'll take the hard line on the first one. First choice with Don Rogers, and I discourage that. I said you can't have two people right out of the same. I don't think it matters. To be perfectly honest, I don't think it matters.
You're going to get also that Rogers here. Is that the point?
Yes, sir.
He can do his job here.
That's right.
Or you can go over and be his assistant. That's the other thing.
Well, that.
But I got a secretary.
Yeah, that's a tough relationship. But I'll work that. I hard line the one thing on political loyalty.
Well, I need a good meeting. I mean, see you soon.